You know, friends, everyone knows, benching Licht, kindling the holy lights before Shabbos, is fixing the home world. And God entrusted to our holy mothers, our holy sisters, to kindle the light of Shabbos. And you will ask me, isn't Shabbos by itself such a great light? Isn't Shabbos, like the Talmud says, a torch? Why do you need a little candle? But you see, you're asking with the mind of 6 days of the week on Shabbos. Yes, Shabbos is a great light, but the little candle, the little fire is so precious before God. So here's a story which I would like to share with you. Everybody knows, when our holy mothers kindle lights, when our holy sisters kindle lights, that one moment, there is no wall between them and God. There is no wall between them and their husband and their children. There is no wall between them and all of Israel. There is no wall between them and the whole world. What a moment. So, our mothers, I bless your children. I bless your children. You should always stand next to your mother. When your holy mother's kindling lights. What a moment, what a moment. The deepest moment in Shabbos. So here's a story. In Viladnik, 150 years ago, by the holy Viladnik, the holy Rabbi Yisrael of Viladnik, one of the greatest pupils, one of the greatest chassidim of Rav Motel at Chernobyl. You know, sad enough today we're living in a different world. Sad enough, so many marriages break up, so many hearts are broken, so many windows just knocked out. But in the time of the Viladniki, 150 years ago, it barely happened. One day the holy Viladniki is told that the wife of one of his chassidim moved back to her parents. He was so heartbroken. He called the woman, and this is what he said. I want you to know, your husband loves you so much. He's up all night in the synagogue, reciting the Psalms and praying that you should come back to him because he loves you so much. So I'm begging you, please, 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 go back to your husband who loves you. And this is what she said. Rebbe, let it be clear to you, I didn't leave my husband because I don't love him. On the contrary, I love him so much. But God didn't bless us yet with children. And a house without children is more destroyed than the holy temple. A house without laughter, without crying of children. So lonely, so empty. I couldn't bear it anymore. So I went home. But Rebbe, if you want me to go home, back to my husband, bless me with children. But she was a very clever woman. She says, Rebbe, if you bless me with children, bless me to have a son like you. And the holy Viladnik smiled and he said to her, I'll be so happy to bless you to have a son like me. But you have to promise me something. If you will be a mother like my mother, then you have children like me. Let me tell you about my mother. should never happen to any child in the world. My father left the world when I was 7, and I had a brother only 5 years old, and my mother was taking care of us. My mother was so good to us. God, was she sweet. God, was she holy. God, was she beautiful. One morning, she woke up and she said, "You swallow, come and die again. You swallow, kill my precious son. Please bring me a prayer book. I have to pray, but I'm too sick to get out of bed." I brought my mother the prayer book, and she held it in her holy hands, and this is what she said. "Master of the world, Tate Zisa Heilige Tate, I'm so sick, I can't even pray. But Master of the world, you know the truth. If I won't take care of my children, there's nobody else who will take care of them. So just for the sake of my children, Tate Zisa, the master of the world, make me well." I swear to you, she got up and she was well. One more story about my mother. Can you imagine how many tears my mother shed, how many prayers she offered when she kindled lights before Shabbos? When I was so little, but yet I knew, the only one who prayed more than my mother was the high priest on Yom Kippur and the Holy of Holies. So one Friday she was crying so much, and I guess she bent over the candles, her tears fell on the candles. When she opened her eyes, it was already Shabbos, and there were no more candles. The tears extinguished the fire. And my mother said, "Master of the world, Heilige Tate in Himmel, I can't live without the light of Shabbos. Master of the world, Master of the world, Master of the world. How can I have Shabbos without my Shabbos Tikelicht? But it's already Shabbos. So I'm begging you, Master of the world, please you, Master of the world, rekindle my lights, rekindle my Shabbos Tikelicht." The Villainic says, "I swear to you, I saw a hand coming from heaven, rekindling the light of Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Shabbos, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.